This is the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service, our weekday morning call-in show, rebroadcast in the evenings. And here's our major call-in segment. On Vents Day, you get a chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. The topics this week: behind bars, are we looking for punishment or rehab? And how do we boost high school graduation rates? Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on these issues at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with why we put people behind bars. Do we want them simply to be confined and away from the society in which they wronged somebody? Or is it simply a case of you go away and leave us alone for the length of your term? Or should there be opportunities for them to better themselves, maybe even get an education? One of the launch points for this discussion is the Step Up program at the Shasta County Jail, new this academic year in a partnership with Shasta College. It's got some critics, to be sure, and mixed success so far. 10 of the first 20 people let into the Step Up program either quit or committed new crimes. Is it appropriate to spend public money and take a risk that an offender will not reoffend? Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Item 2 on this Vents Day is the high school graduation rate. It's better than it used to be. Nearly 75% of high school seniors graduated last year, the highest rate in about four decades. Is that a number to crow about when you think that 25% didn't graduate? And now you've got Oregon shooting for 100% of high school students graduating. Is that realistic? Should we be satisfied that 3 out of every 4 kids in high school graduate? Or is the more troubling figure that flip side, that 1 in 4 does not? Can we boost the graduation rate higher still? If so, how? If not, are we satisfied that perhaps a GED is good enough? Let's get your thoughts on these issues on Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. By email jx@jeffnet.org. Back with the first of the calls and emails in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. I apologize. I don't sound like Jeffrey Riley. I sound like Kathleen Turner. I assure you it does not hurt. It just doesn't sound so great. This is our Vents Day segment every Wednesday at this time. We invite you to call in and comment on topics in the news. Today's topics: prison or jail. Are we talking punishment or rehab? What is the actual goal there? The other topic is, how do we boost high school graduation rates? Is that even the appropriate target? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, number one call again. Welcome to Vents Day.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I want to comment about graduation rate, but kind of on a more general level.
Okay.
First of all, I've had a lot of experience teaching at grade school level all the way to adult level. And one thing that I want to say right up front is that the reason that the public schools are so terrible is because they don't know anything about teaching anybody anything.
Universally? I mean, that's kind of a broad statement, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you how to do it, because I'm sure it works, because I've been involved and I've seen how it works. First of all, you need to get rid of grades. You need to have a beginner level, an intermediate level, and a master level. And the way you go from one level to the other is when you reach a certain ability, the teacher that you have at the beginning level and the teacher that you would go to in the intermediate level, and you and your parents go and you have a little sit down and figure out and talk about it, and then you go to the next level. There would be no grades, and you could be a first grader in the intermediate level, or you could be a third grader in the beginning level. Irrelevant. The next thing that really helps is the natural way that people learn. If you look at kids in a neighborhood, you have little kids, big kids, medium-age kids. They're all playing together, and the little kids watch the bigger kids do things, and that's how they learn. It's always been that way. That's how adults learn. So have that kind of learning situation.
It sounds a little more labor-intensive, though, when you have to have the sit-down and figure out when the kid moves on to the next level.
Pardon?
It sounds a little more labor-intensive in the sense that you have to sit down and assess without the benefit of a test. I mean, you can find out in a test in an hour. It sounds like the assessment process would take a bit longer and be a bit more labor-intensive this way.
Oh, well, I thought we were trying to figure out how to get kids to stay in school and graduate, or at least attain a level of competence that they can carry on in an adult world. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that I think schools spend way too much time teaching kids things to remember and not enough time teaching kids how to interact with each other and adults and how to be good citizens. Because I think if you teach a kid how to be a good citizen, you've won the battle already.
And they're more receptive to learning, you think, too?
Well, of course, because they learn how to interact with all the people around them on every level. And if you watch children, the children who feel confident that they can interact with other children that are older and adults and be part of a situation, they are way more successful than kids who are confused and don't feel confident enough that they can do that. And so if you help people learn to be confident and to know how to communicate and how to listen to other people, they're always going to be successful.
Dennis, as always, you've given us a lot to think about. Thanks for the call to Vents Day. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We want to know what you think now. How do we boost the high school graduation rate? Is that even the appropriate goal? If not, what other methods should we use to make sure that people get an education in our society? That's one of our topics. Our other topics is about the purpose of putting people behind bars. Do we want to punish them or do we want to rehabilitate them? I mean, obviously, there are both factions and perhaps some mixing is called for as well. Join us with your thoughts on either of these issues, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go to Ayala in Rio Del. Thanks for calling the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
I vote for Dennis. I vote for his viewpoint on education. I've raised 5 kids. If you put that end to end, that's 90 years experience of dealing with school systems and fighting to get them to get my kids to memorize the multiplication table so they can do math on their own. I called actually to talk about the prison system in this country.
Okay.
My number 2 son lives in Norway. They have an entirely different view on crime in the Scandinavian countries. Now, putting aside the crazy man who shot down 78 children at that summer camp, putting that aside, prisoners, and my son has a friend who works in the prison system in Denmark, prisoners over there are treated with compassion and respect and are viewed as souls who have lost their way. They spend 8 to 12 years because they feel that within that length of time they can return a person as a working member of society. I think that's a very kind and wonderful way of viewing these people. They also...
Is there a long probation? Go ahead.
Excuse me? Oh, for instance, I know that my son was involved in a traffic accident. And the way that was handled was radically different from the way we handle things here also. The courtroom was more like a living room. And they talked with him extensively about excuse me, where he was at during the time of the incident. And they basically treated people like human beings. What a concept, huh? Mm-hmm.
Not just warehousing them, for sure. Okay, so a lot of rehabilitation in that system as well, I'm guessing?
Yes, apparently. I would have to actually study it to be more informed, but it contrasts starkly with what we do here.
All right. Great. Thanks for calling, Ayala. Appreciate that. Yes, it's a different sort of system, and we seem to oscillate back and forth on whether it's going to be about punishment to put people behind bars or rehabilitation. And, you know, yes, there is some crossover between these two topics on this Vents Day because part of rehabilitation is education. We're also talking in our other topic about how we boost high school graduation rates. And it certainly seems like if you can get that number up, perhaps the number of people who end up behind bars ends up being a smaller number. But let's get your thoughts. Vents Day is a chance for you to vent politely on these topics. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Very simple question. Did 25% of the kids that just barely graduated do any better than the ones that did not graduate?
Oh, well, that's a good one. I don't have those figures in front of me.
Take care.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate that. Let's go on to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hi. Well, mine would be regarding getting more students to graduate from high school, and that is I've actually proposed a amendment to the Constitution regarding public education, and one part of it is that the public contract would be that 13 years of free public education would be provided starting from age 5 through your 18th year. And as far as you can go in that time, it's free through a master's degree in at the college university level.
Mm-hmm.
So the consequence of that is that you would get probably at least 10% of the top-end students out of high school early.
Right.
And so the focus could be on the lesser student, I guess you would call them, the student that's not performing as well.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that exists now in a high school situation is you have in the same room people who are very, very intelligent and gifted academically and people who are not, and the teacher is teaching to the middle. And wherever the middle is, those people are getting the best, I guess. And people below that are struggling, sometimes terribly so. And so I think to somehow legitimately get the top end out and do that through an incentive, and if you had such an incentive, you can count on it that a whole lot of parents would be pushing their children to excel academically.
So that's interesting. And, so again, free education, so 5 through 18, and if they're ready for college at age 13 or 15, they're out of high school and into college, right. And that is free as well.
Right. Absolutely free.
That's an interesting concept. But in the process, though, I mean, I understand that you get to concentrate on the students who remain in high school because they weren't they didn't push hard enough to get out to college early. Do you then lose, though, the people who are such high achievers that they give the other students someone to aspire to be like?
No. Absolutely not.
Right.
I mean, it's wrong thinking. What you're doing with the so-called gifted student is you're essentially flunking them. You're absolutely holding them back, and that's absolutely not okay. You simply have to understand that some kids are absolutely gifted. My own case, my oldest daughter, in the first month of first grade, she had just turned 6. The local public school district tested her reading ability because we insisted on it. And this child, at that age, first month of first grade, was reading at an adult level with comprehension, an adult level beyond high school level.
Wow.
What do you do with a kid like that?
Wow.
I mean, this is the challenge. There are students like that in every school that are just way, way, way beyond, and you're effectively flunking them every year. You're saying, don't be that good. Be average. Be mediocre, and you break the spirit of these kids, and it's a wrong thing to do. The best thing you can possibly do is, well, in my own case, I spent a year volunteering as a reading tutor at high school level in Eugene at one of the public high schools, and we had kids in there who were high school sophomores and juniors reading. They were functionally illiterate in some cases. In some cases, they're reading at a first grade level. And because I was able to give them essentially one-on-one instruction, I had some kids get actually to their grade level within 6 months.
Huh.
And
right.
The thing is that they're not getting that kind of instruction because the system doesn't allow for it.
All right, Steve, thanks for the thoughts. You've really given us a lot to think about here. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about two topics. One is punishment versus rehabilitation behind bars. Which is the more appropriate way to go about things? Is there some mixing of those? Our other topic is boosting high school graduation rates and how we go about that. And we've heard some provocative ideas about education. Let's get your ideas out there as well. 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. N-word Nash Valley, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening, and I got this idea that there's a difference between education and sophistication. And I think we should take a closer look at that. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of smooth-talking, double-talk going on, you know, from politicians and even, you know, so-called experts in the news. And it's like, well, you know, if we just focus on the simple facts and just kind of deal with it and suffer the consequences, you know, because most people, most sophisticates, it seems to me, are more about their, you know, privately seeking public advantage, you know, it's and you know, you double talk and you win people over, but you're really cheating them. It's kind of like brand names, you know. Things like organic labeling. You know, I'm really smart and sophisticated, so I'm going to buy this organic food. But then, what are the pesticides used on organic food? You know, we have all this double talk going on. You know, so I think we're overly sophisticated and not educated enough.
All right. And the education comes back to the basics, like the Constitution, as you pointed out before?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we have to get back to some kind of common ground and that, you know, work on principles to affect safety and happiness rather than just, you know, racing to the top of nowhere.
All right. Thanks for that. And we're good to talk to you. This is the Jefferson Exchange. It's our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. Punishment versus rehabilitation behind bars is one topic. The other is high school graduation rates and how do we boost them if that is, in fact, the appropriate measure of success in education. Stan in Ashland puts out this email hypothesis. On average, more equal societies have higher high school graduation rates. In other words, to draw a parallel, the problem is with how the forests are being treated, not with a spotted owl. Thanks for that, Stan and Ashland. Jamie in Medford, welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
And by the way, I don't believe you sound like Kathleen Turner to me. I think you sound more like Jack Webb on Dragnet. Yeah. Well, let's see. Everybody's talking about education first and the criminal situation second. I'm going to start with the second one first.
All right.
I don't believe that this country is doing this properly, and I'm not sure if any country in the world is doing it properly. I don't think that people should be either quote unquote rehabilitated or quote unquote punished. I think restitution is in order. I think that these people should do the best they can to make up for what they did. You know, if they've broken some karmic rule, they should be made to do the best they can to clean up the situation that they created. And
so not money restitution necessarily, but make it good somehow?
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I'm against the death penalty, because I think those people should stay around and think about what they did. But that's about all I had to say about the justice system.
Such all right.
It is. Now, as regard to education, well, like one of the callers, I too was a tutor. I helped people get to their GEDs. I'm just kind of disappointed that some people weren't raised the way I was, at least when I was growing up in the elementary and in the middle and the high school level. I was basically taught how to learn, and I don't think that much of that is going on anymore. I think everybody's playing towards a bell curve kind of scenario, and the people on both ends of the top are being left hung out to dry. And if people could just be taught something like critical thinking skills and taught how to learn, I think, you know, kind of like what Dennis was saying at the beginning of the program, that I think more people would be successful than the people that we are ignoring when they don't seem to come up with these strange kind of expectations that we want them to do.
All right,
that's
Jamie.
About all I have to say about it.
All right, thanks for that. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're venting on punishment versus rehab behind bars and boosting high school graduation rates. Here is Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. I'm not a qualified teacher, but I did spend several years as an adjunct faculty on a part-time basis in an international school in a small South Pacific island. And consistently, the best predictor that I would see of a child's success in education was the kind of home life that he or she came from. the child who came from a nurturing family and a supportive family who, number one, showed the child that they cared about him or her and supported him or her in ways of doing things like reading to the child at a very young age at home, or reading with the child, and making sure that the child got to bed at a reasonable hour and interacted with the child at home. That had more to do with that at a very basic level was a very good predictor of how well the child would do.
And we don't seem to talk about that very much. I mean, it all seems to come back to like what the teachers have done, what the testing is doing, and there's not a lot of attention paid to what exactly you're talking about, which is how prepared is that child to learn when they walk through the door to the school?
Well, the child only spends maybe 30 hours or less in school a day, and there's a week, and there's a lot more hours in the day and days in the week and months in the year that the child is away from the school environment. I think it there's no substitute for the kind of upbringing that the child gets at home. One of the early callers talked about teaching children to be good citizens. Well, the school has a role in that, but that starts at home.
All right. Thanks for that, Mike. Appreciate that. Let's move on to Jacob in Springfield. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking boosting high school graduation rates and whether prisons are for punishment or rehab.
Hi, Jeffrey. Sorry about your laryngitis.
Oh, thanks.
There's a lot of fluids.
Thanks. We'll do.
There's a flu going around. But I wanted to point out that we could always raise, you could raise the high school graduation rate to like 90% to 100% if you just lower the standards for high school, just push everyone through. But that's just an empty degree. It doesn't actually mean anything. And I would point out that education is not just what you get in the first, 20 years of your life, under a formal 12-grade school system. It's actually learning something every day, practical knowledge that you need to know on how to live life. I mean, my goal is every day to learn something new every day. I mean, like, how to start a fire without a match, using, a stone and flint. How to cook an omelet, facts about the Napoleonic War, or how to treat the flu. A lot of it's not academic. A lot of it is just commonsensical and cooking and housework and, things related to your work, or how to use a Microsoft PowerPoint presentation, how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I would say if someone did that, like learn one new thing every day, by the time they die, their brain will weigh more than Einstein's brain.
That is a good measure, weighing more than Einstein's brain. Thanks for that, Jacob. Appreciate it. We have a little more time left here on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. The sorts of things that that Jacob was just talking about, though, are the sorts of things that were referred to in earlier calls, where if a child learns things like how to learn or how to cook an omelet or any of the things that Jacob was just talking about, these are things the child learns at home, generally, before they get through the doors of a school, which raises the question, how much are kids actually learning in terms of reading, in terms of being read to, all the things that turn them into receptive learners and potentially good students when they walk through the door of a school at age 5? Have they gotten enough of a boost through that doorway in the first place? And this is an argument we'll continue to have, I'm sure, for a while longer. Let's see if we can fit in a final call here before we take off on this Vents Day. This one is from Grumpy John and Grants Pass. You have the floor for the last few seconds.
I want to endorse Dennis's proposal of essentially tutoring, and we have an example of how successful it is in our jails. The only trouble is the people in there are being tutored by people who are interested in crime, and they come out further interested in crime. We need the kids, as they learn, to have to flip back that knowledge onto the younger kids.
I figured somebody would find a way to tie these together, and you're the one who did that. Grumpy John, thanks for the call. Always good to talk to you.
Adios.
All right, another Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, another bunch of calls. These are topics that we'll probably come back to at some point in the future because they are not things that society seems to make decisions on clearly and decisively once and for all. Punishment versus rehab behind bars, boosting high school graduation rates. We'll be talking about these again on a future edition of Vents Day. Rest assured. Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley.